Bloatedness, indolence, and laziness. These are vices on which our scriptures today are focused. So we probably are sitting here thinking now, well, that's good. You know, I'm off the hook then. You know, those aren't my problems. I mean, I work hard at my job all day. I fall into bed exhausted at night. I run myself ragged, shuttling the kids to all their activities. It seems like I never stop. But is there something in our life that does not receive a whole lot of energy and effort? St. Paul, in our second reading today, tells us to fight the good fight of faith and to strive for the virtue. Are we diligent and disciplined about that? The people whom the prophet Amos condemns in our first reading are a great symbol for the opposite of a disciplined spiritual life. Complacently sprawling on their divans, he says. But St. Paul, in the way that he addresses us today, reminds us of the high calling that is ours. He calls us man of God, woman of God. And he specifically lists several virtues and exhorts us to strive after them if we are going to be a man of God, a woman of God. First, Paul tells us to aim for righteousness. Now, in our gospel story today, the poor man Lazarus ends up in Abraham's bosom. This was a place reserved for righteous souls. Unfortunately, Jesus does not tell us anything about Lazarus' righteousness. But we do know that the rich man does not end up with the righteous, but where the wicked end up. And all that we know about the rich man is that he's preoccupied with expensive designer clothes and the finest sumptuous foods. So we can conclude that if we are obsessed with striving after such niceties, if we are totally wrapped up with that, if we kind of look like that rich man, then we can conclude that we are not on the path of righteousness. Something that the rich man wished that he could have warned his five brothers about, but Abraham said, no, sorry, there are plenty of warnings already for them in the scriptures. They better heed them. Well, next, Paul tells us that we must aim for godliness. That is to become like God, to be what we were created to be, the image of God. Now, an interesting detail about our gospel story today is that the poor man has a name, but the rich man is not given a name. How different from the world in which the poor are forgotten, unimportant, and anonymous. Only those who have money and have a prestigious role in society have names that count. But in Jesus' value system, evidenced by the story he tells, the rich man is nobody. But the poor man is somebody. He has a name. And so if we are going to be godly people, if we are going to be like God, then the poor will be somebody to us. We will not be as concerned with winning the favor or approval of those whom the world dignifies with an identity. Next, Paul says that if we will be a man of God, a woman of God, we strive for faith. Now, what is faith but living consciously in the presence of God, the living God? It means living as if God exists, as opposed to living a life of practical atheism in which, if God didn't exist, our life wouldn't look any different. But God says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, "My righteous one shall live by faith, shall live practicing the presence of God, shall live in the presence of the All-Holy." Next, Paul says that if we are going to fight the good fight of the faith, the opposite of lying on ivory beds and drinking wine by the bowlful, as the prophet Amos puts it, then we must strive consciously without rest for love and gentleness. That's what we have to aim for. Such basic virtues that we so easily forget. And the great doctor of the church, St. Teresa of Jesus, writes in The Interior Castle about this virtue of love of neighbor. She says, if you were to understand how important this virtue is for us, you wouldn't engage in any other study. Interesting how she uses the word study there. You know, to aim for love and gentleness requires our attention. It requires living mindfully. It demands something of us, not the least of which is self-denial. And finally, St. Paul says that we must aim for steadfastness. Again, St. Teresa of Jesus writes in The Interior Castle, "Love doesn't consist in great delight, but in desiring with strong determination to please God in everything, in striving, insofar as possible, not to offend Him." That's what I think it means to be steadfast, to strive to desire with strong determination to please God in everything. And so, church, let's get up then and come to the Eucharistic table to be strengthened by that holy food and drink that Christ offers us so that we can fight the good fight of the faith. Amen.